Wednesday, August 16th at Camp David. Wasn't called concerned about the convention reapportionment problems, but thinks we're wise in following the Ehrlichman plan of staying out of the battle ourselves, and he's going to do so too. Still thinks we can develop a compromise, because, and that we should, because we don't want to ruin the South. Had a report from John Dean on the Watergate business. He says that things went okay with Magruder on an informal thing last night, and then with the grand jury today, where he was about 2.5 hours, came off okay with no surprise questions or any new evidence. They focused on me, apparently, and trying to get Jeb to tie me into the case somehow today, although last night they focused on Colson. John thinks things are under reasonably good control there. Ehrlichman called in several times on the rules fight in the convention. Says the problem is the Percy people have been working for a year on doing careful delegate work on the committee and the large delegates on the matter of the reapportionment of more delegates to the 10 largest states. Their formula has been lobbied to the committee and on a whole series of votes. We lost one yesterday, 6-5. We're against the large state formula, but we could take a middle ground, but that was defeated. Our people haven't done any delegate work. We'll win a few and lose a few. Ultimately, there'll be a floor fight. We have no apparatus to handle it. They're heavily organized and so on. So we've had the VP under wraps. Goodall sees the problem, says the president's guys have it under control. So John's going to call our troops in this afternoon, let Morgan brief them, make a point of the vice president's stake, say we don't want him to feel under wraps, let everyone do what he wants. This, as I said before, is basically an approach that's agreeable to the vice president. Got into a big flap that the president called on in that Pat Nixon was set up for a TV interview with Myra McLaughlin of CBS, and apparently really got a bad deal out of it, in that she was given a lot of rough, loaded questions. As a result of this, the president wants Ziegler to put someone on Mrs. Nixon to cover her at the convention, get Barbara Walters and Virginia Sherwood of ABC and NBC up to her, and be sure that CBS is cut out. As a result of this, he decided to go back tonight at 5:15, talk to Pat about the convention and all that sort of thing. Then also said that he was going to have to stay at the hotel in Miami, that he couldn't stay over at Key Biscayne, because Myra McLaughlin in the interview made a big thing out of Pat being separated from the president all the time. So he told me to work something out on that. I made a big pitch for talking him out of it, and then talked to Julie, and she agreed to try and straighten it out, and call later to say that she probably had, and also that the president should not come down, that things were in bad shape at home and it wouldn't do any good for him to come. He got into a lot of little odds and ends that I guess were cleaning up notes he had before. He wants to be sure Buchanan works on questions and answers for the family. He wants to consider doing Oral Roberts College during the campaign. Thinks Eberle's a good potential speaker for the campaign. Wants to be sure Ehrlichman puts someone on the Warnocky thing and see if we can catch him on a security clearance. Wants to follow up on Beebe with Bobby Baker. Make a deal to help him if he'll help us, and so forth. Wants to be sure Conley is really cranking on his state committees, as well as his doctors, lawyers, and so forth committees. Covered the plan for Kissinger meeting on Saturday night. He doesn't want to see him until dinner time. Got into the Reagan problem. Went agonizing back and forth on no interruptions. He'll work at the EOB tonight down the hill. Got into the problem of souvenirs and mementos to the convention people. Said he didn't want to get into the rules thing. He wanted Ehrlichman to handle that. Then, to say, he ended up staying here after all, working on the speech into the night, end of August 16th. As a general note, he's obviously kind of bouncing around, not really getting into focus on the speech yet, although he's putting quite a little time against it, but he's looking for excuses and ways out, and says so. That's why he's considering doing the Olympic crew and all that.